Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon. Felger and Maz. 95, the Sports Hub.
Ready?
Ho!
Hi, everybody. Agenda Free Friday here on Felger and Maz. 617-779-0985. You know the drill. Get to our opening takes here momentarily as we continue to wipe down. Jimmy, play the long version. Hey, Zo.
Good, you?
How we doing? Good? Good. All right.
Filthy.
Let's get to it. You can go ahead and release the hounds. Billy Lanny, go for it.
Oh, I got a chubby for Charlie. Who needs porn when you have McAvoy?
There you go. 617-779-0985. Okay, Zo, what do you got on Tiger? What do you got on Tiger being bad?
Al Horford's an all-star.
Fourth and final hour, Felger and Maz, Agenda Free Friday, Wednesday edition, leading into the 4th of July. Jimmy, I don't think I've ever heard that one.
It's deep in the archives.
Is that a new? That's just one that we don't play all that often?
Yeah. It's not. It's apparently not a favorite of Felger at 985thesportshub.com.
Oh, really? Oh, I like it.
I do, too.
Put it on the list of things we have to bring to the next meeting.
By the way, I heard Charlie McAvoy's name there. He can in fact not be off resheeted. I'm still getting tweets about that. Charlie McAvoy cannot be off resheeted.
Yeah, Jones had a scalding take earlier in the show, and then we found out it was based on complete myth.
It was a good take though. So it was a strong take.
It's Jones just, typically not, on this show, we wait until the next segment before we deflate our own takes.
Oh, no. The next week. The next week. Usually, we'll admit next week that we were wrong on that.
Yeah, how does the newspaper do it? Like a retraction on like page two?
Oh, no, the story typically goes on the front page or the back page, depending if it's a tabloid.
Sure.
The retraction is a little paragraph that goes somewhere buried in the middle of the paper about 2 weeks later.
Perfect. That's what I'd like to do with this.
That's typically how it works in the newspaper business. So again, we're taking Mike's out today. Murray's out today. Adam Jones alongside. Matt McCarthy's here to do headlines. Matt's going to stick around for the baseball reporters at 6 o'clock as well. In the final hour, though, we'll take all your calls on everything Boston sports here in the last several days going back to free agency over the weekend. Certainly, you want to go back to the Red Sox in London or Nate Eovaldi in the bullpen. We can do that. Bruins made a decision on Achari earlier. I almost called him Nathan Achari. Noel Achari earlier in the week. He's left the club via free agency. But anything and everything you want here in the final hour of the show will be largely caller driven. Dev is in Boston. Dev, what do you got?
Hey, guys. I know we talked about, you guys talked about yesterday with Ainge, everybody called in talking about how much of a genius Ainge is. And I think that obviously we talked about Kyrie effing the Celtics over, but I mean, Horford really did. I mean, Horford was a guy that I think they sort of overlooked in this whole process. And the fact that he left and they weren't really even aware, I mean, I'm sure they were aware, but it seemed to catch everyone blindsided. And that was the real thing, that if they had packaged him halfway through the year, his contract, Kyrie was the only one we could have traded to get AD halfway through the year. If they had known or had any inclination whatsoever, knowing Danny, I would have thought that he might have pulled one of those triggers, but I really feel like he just had no idea either one of these things were coming.
Okay, so I'll tell you what, Dev, let's keep it to Horford for the moment, because Horford opting out, and we talked about this before it even happened, and the more I think about it, the clearer it becomes to me anyway. Jones, I'd love your opinion on it. I think Horford opting out actually is a benefit to them. I mean, who would you rather have, Kemba Walker or Al Horford?
In a vacuum, Kemba, but I also think point guard's easier to replace than a big man, so I'm not sure the answer's that easy. But in a vacuum, Kemba is a better player than Al Horford.
McCarthy, what about you?
You can have both, but I agree with Jones. You need the big man, particularly on this team. I mean, listen, Brad Stevens has been successful putting anybody at point guard. Terry Rozier, Shane Larkin.
Jordan Crawford.
Jordan Crawford.
Isaiah.
Evan Turner. It doesn't matter. They can put anybody at point guard. They struggle to find big men.
Yeah, to me, honestly, I'd rather have Kemba Walker. And the reality is you don't have one. You can't have them both because you needed the cap space and the flexibility in order to bring Kemba Walker here. So, you know, after losing Kyrie, you didn't have enough space there to sign a max player. You didn't have it. You needed Horford's money, too. So given the way they want to play, I'd rather have Walker, Hayward, Tatum, and Brown, particularly if it's Walker, a younger Walker than Horford. Age is a factor. And if you can keep Brown and Tatum, you'll have those guys together for the next 4 years.
And you can sign Boogie Oh, wait. No, they already signed a bunch of crap instead of Boogie Cousins. Right. Yeah. Right.
Jones absolutely has to go back there. Huh? John's in Providence. John, what do you got?
Hi. I think you guys are underestimating the Celtics team. They're easily the second or third best team in the East if Kawhi leaves. I think they could easily make it to the conference finals.
So, John, again, just stop for 1 second. I don't think anybody has said anything to the contrary.
Well, McCarthy doesn't have him winning a championship for like the next 20 years. But
okay,
yeah.
but wait a minute. That's not what he said.
25.
He said Eastern Conference Finals, I think, is what he said.
Yep.
So, John, what does that change?
I think that's better. You go to the Eastern Conference Finals, you see what happens. But, I mean, these other teams in the East are really good, like the Sixers or the Bucks.
Yeah, and getting to – but this is my point. Getting to the East Finals, what does that do? Do you hang a banner for that?
They might.
I mean, the Bruins might. I mean, the old Bruins would have. Not anymore. But it's a cheap shot at the Bruins. But who cares? This is what I mean by pass-fail in that league. Like, and this is where the young guys on that team created a problem last year. Because they got to the conference final without Kyrie and Hayward. They thought it meant something, even though they lost to a bad LeBron team. Maybe the worst LeBron team he's had since he was in Cleveland the first time, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So they lost to a bad LeBron team in Game 7 on their home floor, and yet they all thought they had accomplished something when they hadn't, which is why I put it in those terms. The NBA is a pass-fail league. You either win a championship or your championship caliber, or you don't. There is no Eastern Conference Finalist Award. Atlanta was an Eastern Conference Finalist. The Indiana Pacers with Roy Hibbert and Paul George were Eastern Conference Finalists. Do we remember those teams for anything?
No. Quick, who lost to Golden State in the Western Conference Finals last year?
Portland, right? But it was a smoke show.
Yep.
It was a smoke show. We all know Portland. Portland's not winning the championship.
Nope.
So they're
in a better situation than you are.
So just this idea of we'll get to the conference final. So what?
Well, I mean, I also don't think anybody really disagrees with what the caller said. He said they're the two or three if Kawhi goes to the West. Okay, I could see that. That's probably a little higher than I'd say, and they could go to an Eastern Conference Final. I don't know many people who disagree with that.
Like, no, I agree.
What does it mean is a whole separate debate, but I don't even think he's framing it like people disagree with that. I don't even think that many people disagree with that.
Now, look, again, will they be an entertaining product, relatively speaking, with the players they have? Sure. Could they win more games? Your point earlier, Jones. Could they win more games than they did a year ago? Absolutely. Their ceiling will be lower.
Yeah.
Okay, their ceiling will be lower. You'll like them more next year. And now they might be building towards something. We don't know. We'll see how it shakes out. Who knows what the hell's going to happen? You make some big trade somewhere. Some guy comes available, wants to come here. Kemba's got a buddy who wants to play with him. All good. It might pan out again and turn out in their favor. Fine. In the short term, you just have to accept the reality. They're a B-level team. And you'll like them more than you did a year ago. Okay, that's it. But the championship, that's out for a while. Al's in Boston. Go ahead, Al.
Hey, Jones, your show is great. It's almost as good as the Trivia Tuesdays on the Baseball Reporters.
Almost.
Jones, this mutant sidearm circus act, Trevor Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who got rocked. He got rocked last night, yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah, where did John Henry find him? Riding on the red line in Cambridge somewhere?
I don't know.
Is this one of your, is
I don't know where, I don't know where this is going.
Is this guy one of your buddies
no,
tonight?
No, I don't know him.
Is that what Alan Boston is?
He's working on his material apparently. I don't maybe he did find him on the red line. I don't know.
He's from Jonestown between midnight rather. Is that what
he is? It's not one of our normal callers, but he said nice things about the show. You're welcome back anytime, Al.
Steve is in Taunton on Boogie Cousins. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Tony. Hey, you know me throughout the season, how I said about Brad Stevens coaching people that are superstars and a-holes. So if you guys or anybody in Boston thinks that Boogie Cousins will make a great fit here, you guys are mistaken.
Okay, but what if you're paying him a veteran's minimum deal? Like that just feels like it's worth the roll of the dice. Then if he is an a-hole, then cut him. Move on from him.
Jones, do you remember that game, Jones, where he threw Marcus Smart down? Do you imagine one of those games where we're winning? And he throws somebody down?
Yeah, could you imagine if he was on the Celtics and he threw down somebody on the other team? You'd celebrate him like you do with Marcus Smart when he shoves Joel Embiid in the back. So what are you talking about?
Yeah, I have no idea why he brought that up. Yeah. I mean, to me, that suggests that he was actually engaged in the game, which is a rarity. I'm just telling you that, unfortunately, in the NBA, if you use the $5 million on Boogie Cousins instead of Inez Kanter, then you can't get Kanter.
Sure.
You can get Boogie for less than that. He doesn't have a market. He could be out there for the veterans minimum. You don't have to pay him anything.
You can take Kanter and Tice and the French Tickler. You can leave. You can have all of those guys. I don't want any of them if I get Boogie Cousins. I'd rather have him than all three of them combined.
Yeah, I wouldn't. And I told you, and my logic is with Cousins, is he more talented than those other guys?
Yeah, obviously.
Sure. But he doesn't change the ceiling of your team.
I think he does slightly. It doesn't change you to a title contender, but he's better than what you have. That's a good thing.
Okay, but again, it's pass fail in my mind. So why would I want 51 wins when I over 49?
I don't know. Why would you not want 51 instead of 49?
Because I'd rather get my culture back. I'd rather I don't want him around those young guys at the disaster that was last year. The Celtics clearly went down the wrong road there, so I don't want to make the same mistake again. And you know what? I'd rather regain the sort of the vibe and the culture that was around them when they were the little engine that could.
Well, if Kemba's such a good leader, then Kemba should be able to do it.
Yes.
Okay. No.
You mean
no,
with Cousins there?
Yes. That's what I mean. If Kemba's such a good guy and such a good leader, like I've been told, he should be able to keep Cousins.
And he's
in
a winner, Jones.
Yeah. That's my favorite. I don't know if you've heard this, Tony, but he's a winner.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that.
So
he's
again,
a winner. So if he's a winner and a great leader, he should keep Boogie Cousins in line.
So the winner thing, I'm with you on. He's getting way too much credit for that. But that doesn't mean, just because you think the guy is a good leader or a good teammate, doesn't mean you invite every a-hole into your room.
I'm not inviting everyone. I'm just inviting one.
Yeah.
And I'm paying
I'm
paying him like $2 million a year.
He's a massive one. That's a big butt a-hole. Huge.
It's larger than you'd like. Sure.
Seriously.
But it's a big talented one.
You can have him. You can have him.
I want him. Good. I'll take him.
I mean, if you're going to be a fail team in a pass-fail league, I'd rather be a likable fail team than a despicable one. And that clown will make them despicable. He will. Jennifer Friday here at Felger and Maz. More of your calls next.
Felger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Miss something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Irving and Curry, one-on-one. Irving puts it up. It's good. Kyrie Irving from downtown.
On August 8th, we did it. Jimmy told us he was hearing that it was Kyrie for Isaiah, Crowder, Ubaldo, and a draft pick. All right, so it turned into Zizic versus a draft pick, and we thought maybe Rozier would be thrown in as well then.
Made it just a very courageous decision. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. And when Boston came a knocking, I was answering.
I tried to do whatever I could, just try to help the kid be as great as he could be or as great as he wanted to be. And
kicks out to the corner. Kyrie, he needs it, doesn't get it. Rebound, Henson.
He's a good shot from him. And you know people right now what they're saying? Isaiah time.
Jimmy and Jimmy might be right. There is legit cause for concern. Kyrie Irving has screws in his left knee that go back to the injury he had in the NBA Finals in 2015. If the screws have to come out immediately, he's pretty much done for the year.
You guys will have me back. I plan on re-signing here next year.
I feel like he's saying all the right things. I'm still worried that he's a flight risk to the Knicks.
It would be nice if we had someone that was a 15-year vet, 14-year vet.
To me, he looks like he's 5 pounds overweight.
Just try to be as critical and analyze the game as objective and subjective as possible and then move on.
Officially this morning, I think Kyrie Irving has moved into flake category.
I literally can do anything I want out there anytime I want.
What is missing in this team in order to get there?
Experience. I had to call Bron.
What he said to me, I get through the BS, Ernie. Hey, we're losing because these young guys in the locker room. And I didn't like it at all.
Ask me July 1st. You know, did something happen? Did something change? No, I mean, I'm going to just do what's best for me. And I don't owe anybody. So, you know, well, at the end of the day, I'm going to do what I feel is best for my career. I can't wait for this, all this other BS about regular season and keep getting better. And, you know, I still don't see anybody beating us in 7 games. You know, with my attitude and with my effort, as long as my teammates are feeling good, then, you know, we're in a good place.
I did some coaching on the plane myself. I helped Coach Stevens with some coaching.
I'm definitely taking some games up for the playoffs.
Have you ever had a shooting stretch like this? I think it's 19 for 62.
Yeah, who cares?
How disappointed are you?
You know, truth be told, it's no time to be disappointed.
He's done in Boston. The teammates will help him pack.
He didn't like living in Boston. He just didn't. You know, by the end, he had issues with Brad. By the end, he had issues with Danny. By the end, he had issues with pretty much all of us, right?
I'm pretty much hearing it's done. Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are going to Brooklyn.
The Kyrie Irving saga, courtesy of our producer, Jimmy Stewart. There's a lot of stuff that happened with that guy in 2 years. Really, it's unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, he really wasn't here that long.
No.
I mean, you know, when you really get down to it, it was a year and a half, right? Because it started with the 2017-18 season. I mean, I know the trade was made that summer, but for all intents and purposes, there was no Kyrie controversy. Then the season started, things went pretty well, and in a year and a half, it just unraveled and deteriorated the way it did. Unbelievable.
A speed arsonist, Kyrie Irving.
And now he ends up in Brooklyn. Seriously, though. Right? It's a good way to put it.
It is a good way to put it.
Yeah, and he ends up in Brooklyn now with Kevin Durant, and the only domino that has not toppled on the NBA landscape so far is the biggest one, and that is Kawhi Leonard, whose decision apparently is coming. Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted earlier in the day that there was a decision coming. And I don't know if he tweeted it or he said it.
I think he said it earlier in the day.
Okay. So, I saw it on a scroll on one of the screens we have up here in the studio. But according to Adrian Wojnarowski, Kawhi Leonard's decision is either going to be at the end of the day today or tomorrow. I mean, we're going to get a decision from Kawhi here in a matter of hours, minutes, whatever. It could be coming anytime. And that is still the biggest decision in the NBA and has ramifications on everybody. If he goes to the Lakers, it affects the entire league. I mean, it affects the entire league either way.
But in a really bad way if he goes to the Lakers.
Exactly right. Yeah. Thank you, Adam. That if he ends up with the Lakers, they are in a juggernaut. I mean, LeBron and Kawhi Leonard with Anthony Davis on the same roster. Even take Davis out, just LeBron and Kawhi Leonard on the same roster. They might be the two best players in the league. They are with Durant out.
Yeah.
I mean, with Durant out, they are 1-2. The two best players in the league.
Giannis.
I'd still take either one of those guys right now over Giannis.
I mean,
2 years from now?
We don't need to spin off in a separate side debate, but I contend that, but sure.
Okay, so fine. Let's not get caught up in the details. There have been varying reports still on Kawhi Leonard. In fact, Jimmy Stewart, our producer, and if you listen to the show, you know, Jimmy gets all kinds of nuggets on the NBA. And I'm not being a wise ass or, you know, clever or any of that. Jimmy told us way back when that Kevin Durant bought property in New York and bought a condo for Kyrie Irving. Now they both end up in New York. He told us this months ago. It was like August or September, I think. Right, Jimmy?
December was the property thing.
Okay. So,
but I told you back in August that Durant and Kyrie were going to the Knicks at the time, but that switched to Brooklyn within the last few weeks.
Okay. So the point being that these guys were, I use the word conspiring, but plotting to play together way, way back when. And then there was a story that came on the Bleacher Report. Help me out again, Adam.
Howard Beck.
Howard Beck of the Bleacher Report basically wrote a story to that effect earlier in the week that Durant and Kyrie have been planning for months, if not, you know, more than a year to play together. Kawhi is still out there. And today, one person in the national media agreed with Jimmy that Kawhi Leonard is going to the Lakers. And that's what Jimmy told us earlier in the day, that his understanding is that Kawhi is indeed going to the Lakers. Another prominent member of the basketball media, or the basketball world, told us that Kawhi is going to Toronto. So there's going to be sort of an interesting little contrast there in terms of who ends up being right. The first is Stephen A. Smith. Both these guys work for ESPN, but Stephen A. Smith, here is what he said.
Before I let you get on out of here, man, I'm getting word from a couple of reliable sources, Kawhi going to the Lakers. I don't know how true it is, to be quite honest with you, but they're telling me Lakers, Lakers, Lakers. That's what they're saying.
So that's Stephen A. Smith. And Stephen A. Smith, in case you've forgotten, reported at the end of last week, it might have been right before the weekend, that everything he was hearing was that it was a done deal, that Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant were both going to Brooklyn. As it turned out, that's exactly what happened. So Stephen A. was right on that one. Now, there are other things that Stephen A. Smith has been wrong about over the years and months in the NBA. It's a fluid league, is how I would put it. I mean, sure, things can change in that landscape very quickly. So Stephen A. has him going to the Lakers. Kawhi going to the Lakers to team up with Anthony Davis on LeBron James. Jalen Rose on Get Up this morning had a different take.
It was about a year and a half ago on First Take that you went on the air and you said that you believe Kawhi Leonard would never play for the San Antonio Spurs again. Not too many people took that seriously at the time. Turned out, of course, to be absolutely right. I know you've spent a lot of this day talking to a lot of people. What are you hearing?
So, as you just saw, Kawhi Leonard is in Toronto. What I'm 99% hearing, ooh, is that Kawhi Leonard will be returning to Toronto, ooh, and signing a 2-year contract. Mm. Just
duh year.
So that's the whole thing, Jimmy?
There's more, but it's details that we don't care about.
Okay, so but I do find it
2 years, Toronto is what we care about.
Okay, so I do find it interesting, though, that he even has the length of the contract. Like, that tells me, so you have sort of dueling...
That's a detailed rumor.
It is.
Yes. Yeah, 2 years,
which always lends credence to it. Which always lends a measure of credibility to it. That's right, Matt. Mm-hmm. Like, as soon as you hear that, you say, well, wait a minute, he's got details on the contract. Like, it sort of, you know, makes you think, well, you know, that feels solid. I don't know if it is, but... You have dueling pianos there, right?
Yep.
I mean, you have Stephen A. saying Lakers. You have Jalen Rose saying Toronto. And I would look at both of those guys and say they're pretty well tapped in the NBA.
I would agree. I would totally agree.
I mean, those guys are. They're connected. So you heard Mike Greenberg there at the beginning on Get Up saying that Jalen Rose was right about Kawhi the first time. So I would put another check mark in Jalen Rose's column on that one, saying that if he has some sort of in with Kawhi Leonard or Kawhi Leonard's camp, then that leads me to believe that maybe he's right over Stephen A. But again, we should know here in a matter of hours, whether it's before the end of the night or, you know, sometime tomorrow. So let's just play that out. What is the better scenario for the Celtics?
Neither, because you're totally screwed.
It might actually be L.A. just because he's out of the East, but you have no chance to win a title, whereas if he's in Toronto, you maybe kind of have a chance to win a title.
Roadblock in the East, roadblock in the West. I mean, you know, if he goes to the Lakers, they're blocking everybody from winning the championship for the next 5 years. So tell me how this is good, Celtics fans. There is no good option here, unless he lands with the Clippers, but it does not sound like it's going to happen. It doesn't matter. You are screwed either way.
So I actually think it's better if he ends up with Toronto than with the Lakers. I just think it's bad for everybody if he goes to the Lakers. I really do. That's just bad. That's bad for the league.
Can I add this?
And the other thing is, does Toronto win the title last year if the thing doesn't part the way it did? I mean, look, I love Kawhi Leonard. I mean, the guy's a force. But a lot of things went right for the Raptors last year.
Sure. His shot that went in against Philly, all the injuries for Golden State. Yeah.
I mean, the Celtics imploding.
Yep, that too. Yep.
Like all of it. Not that the Celtics would have beaten them, but you follow me.
Yep.
Any potential obstacles for Toronto, with the exception of Milwaukee, really blew up. They really blew up. And Golden State is the best team in the league, barring the injuries. If Kawhi Leonard is back in Toronto with the exact same crew, do they win it again?
Probably not.
But so, they're still better than you.
That's what I was just going to say. They're better than the Celtics, though.
So, but if it's a two-year deal like Jalen Rose is saying, you probably weren't going to win it in the next 2 years anyway. And in the interim, I'll take the shot. I know it changes the landscape in the conference a little bit. I mean, maybe a lot. He's the best player in the league now, probably, when you really weigh it out. But if he goes to the Lakers, doesn't it take the fun out for everyone?
Yes. And how about this? Vinny, producer on the TV side, sent this in. I don't think we sent
Vinny
this
Crouch
on the air. Yeah, he mentioned that if the Lakers win another one, they're tied with the Celtics, 17. And let's say Kawhi's going to the Lakers for 2 years. I could see him going back-to-back. Well, then they pass the Celtics, don't they? 17 and 18. Total championships. So, I don't know. Like, I don't know if that's something Celtics fans care about. I know they dispute whether or not...
I bet your Whit Grousebeck cares about it.
I don't know. I know they dispute, and you can dispute all you want, the championships in Minneapolis, but I don't know. That's a little extra twist of the knife, too, if he goes to the Lakers.
So, anyway, that's the latest on Kawhi Leonard. Again, you got two prominent voices in the NBA there, in the NBA landscape. In the NBA, the basketball media. Jalen Rose and Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, somebody sent that's Jalen Rose now, by the way, apparently. They're doing like a special on.
Okay, so that was this afternoon.
Yeah, so I was mistaken. I thought that was this morning. Somebody just tweeted us. They're doing a special right now, and they're showing the plane in Toronto right now, which I don't think means he's going to Toronto. I just think that means he's meeting with Toronto, and maybe he's going to let them know in person that he's out, which is exactly what Durant did in Oklahoma City.
They're following the caravan on the highway.
Yep.
Here we go.
Okay, so when I looked up earlier, I saw the graphic up in the top left-hand corner of the screen that said 4:37, and I just thought it was the current time, but they were playing video from earlier in the day. So, again, that was Jalen Rose this afternoon, which means, Jimmy, correct me if I'm wrong, the Jalen Rose commentary is more recent than Stephen A's.
It might be, yeah.
Okay, so if that's the case, meaning maybe Jalen Rose has updated information that Stephen A. didn't have at that time, or someone gave Jalen Rose information to you know, contrast, or what's the right word I'm looking for, shoot down what Stephen A. reported earlier in the day. Right, again, just, I don't know, interesting, you know, those are major voices in the NBA world, those two guys. Both of whom, by the way, I happen to think are terrific. As a total aside, Stephen A. speaks for himself, he's great, and Jalen Rose, excellent. Boy, does he do a good job on that show in the morning, and a lot of his info is dead on. McCarthy's got your headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Matt Ball.
You're rubbish.
Ryan Brazier.
Wanka.
And those are the
boy, it's time to spin the wheel of dodgy twits. The Red Sox bullpen has gone to the dogs, but manager Alex Cora still has to figure out which wanker he can use in an eye leverage situation. So now let's spin the wheel.
Come on,
Ranger.
Onward.
Right.
All right.
Walden. Brewer.
Frazier.
Walden. Walden. And today's dodgy twit is...
That's absolutely warrant into the stands by D.B. Gregorius. Well, we've seen some stars this weekend, but I don't think any have shot as bright as he has. Whether it's been with a glove or been with a bat, he's been absolute box office. Solo shot, D.B. Gregorius, Yankees 12, Red Sox 4.
There you go. Had to play that again. Courtesy of Jim Murray. British version of the Wheel of Gutless Bums. It was a special performance by the Red Sox in London over the weekend, to say the least. Box office by D.D. Gregorius. You guys do British accents, you two nimwits?
I mean, you know.
No.
I dabble here and there.
McCarthy at all?
I mean, after Jim Murray's performance the other night, there's no way I'm going to try.
It's a tough follow, but sure, I do a British accent. It's not that hard.
Good. Give me a version.
Red Sox went out and blew the game. Bunch of blokes.
Mickey Green from the main Green Street Hooligans here.
What a bunch of rubbish. Poppycock.
Oh, was that just you, McCarthy?
Yeah, that was that.
I guess I could do like a Cockney accent
You stole that.
I did. I just, what else am I going to do?
Well, so you know what? Like, people enjoyed hearing this the other day. I figured it was worth replaying now. And let me just say before we do it, if something happens with Kawhi Leonard here in the next little bit, and again, there's a special edition of Get Up on ESPN with Jalen Rose, where about an hour ago, he said that he thinks that Kawhi Leonard is going back to the Toronto Raptors. Adrian Wojnarowski reported earlier in the day that there's a decision coming from Kawhi Leonard, whether it is Toronto or the Lakers, that we're going to have in all probability here by the end of the day or tomorrow. He said it would happen today or tomorrow.
Yeah, just to ruin everyone's fourth.
So Kawhi Leonard has just landed, I guess, a short time ago in Toronto. Not that that means anything, because obviously he was living there. He had been out visiting in L.A., has returned to Toronto.
And he was giving them the last meeting, too. Like, that was announced ahead of time. So
okay.
He's meeting with them.
So there is, if there is something definitive on Kawhi Leonard, we'll let you know ASAP here on Felger and Maz. And we'll also let you know during the baseball reporters up until 7 o'clock. Excuse me if that happens. But frankly, I think both of your British accents suck.
Mine is not very good. I just said I could do one. I will say quickly on Toronto and Kawhi.
So hold the thought.
Okay.
Hold the thought before we get back to Kawhi Leonard, Toronto, and the phone calls. This is what a real British accent sounds like.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because, again, a lot of people enjoyed this during the week, so we thought we'd play it again. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Just to follow up on that quickly, from the European point of view, this is all new for us. And your colleague on the New York Yankees earlier was talking about the beauty of baseball. In your opinion, what is it that makes baseball beautiful, and what do you hope to show to an audience that doesn't know it?
Typically, we see these clubs to be used over the heads of opposing soccer fans. The lads like to have themselves a tussle. That's where you usually see the bats over a skull. You use them to hit balls. Please explain.
That's when our bobbies come. Yeah.
Harper Bluebell from the Daily Mail, a question for you, Alex. We're wondering, how do you Yanks, not the team you're playing, but you, as Americans, sit there and watch this drivel for 4 hours on end? Your thoughts?
I don't know. Mickey Green here from the Green Street Hooligans. It's a question for you, Aaron Boone. Why you talk like the elf? Explain yourself. You sound like Ermie. You making toys over there? Hey, Yank.
Do you Yanks, again, not the team, but do you Yanks now feel like a group of fools for looking at us across the pond and wondering why we have monarchs, kings, and queens, and you still continue to play this boring, interminable game? Your thoughts? How does your colleague feel? Alex?
I don't know, man. I don't want to be here.
Just
commiserations on the result, but congratulations.
First of all, commiserations on it.
Alex, could you please explain why your colleague, Mr. Boone, has a collection of finishers, closers, while your ball club does not?
Go ahead, give me that question.
Commiserations on the result, but congratulations and thanks for the event you've helped to put on. It's been fantastic. How would you sum up and describe this whole London experience?
Besides what happened on the field, outstanding.
Oh, yeah, outstanding. Alex, outstanding.
Wonderful. I mean, poor result for your club, but smashing event that you've put on here over this weekend. Your team got put over a barrel and took a proper rogering over the weekend. But besides that, how did you feel how the event went? We thought it was smashing.
Commiserations. Yeah.
Sorry, give me the other one.
Alex, on behalf of the British and European baseball community, what do we do tomorrow?
Excuse me?
Hold on. Say what? Say what?
I didn't even hear what he said.
Say what, mother bleeper? Yeah. What? Can I get out of here now? Go ahead.
What do we do tomorrow?
Excuse me?
Now that you've played both games here, what is next? What are you doing tomorrow? We plan on going to a pub to have a pint. Huh? Just want to get the hell out of here.
Go.
What do we do tomorrow?
Excuse me?
Yeah, tune in to MLB.com. You can watch the Blue Jays kick our ass in Canada on Tuesday.
What are we supposed to do now that you're leaving? We've heard the term shagging balls, and for our understanding, we can't fit them in our orifice.
Oh, my God. But
what do we do tomorrow?
Excuse me?
Excuse me? What?
You heard me. We want to shag these fly balls. How are we going about doing that?
Oh, it's Jim Murray. He's one of a kind.
Genius.
Seriously. My favorite is what's his name? Mickey what?
Mickey Green from the Green Street Hooligans.
So the best part of that one is that even Murray can't contain himself. This is a rare occurrence on Felger and Maz is Murray having to catch himself in the middle of a bit because he starts laughing. Jimmy, play it.
Mickey Green here from the Green Street Hooligans. It's a question for you, Aaron Boone. Why you talk like the elf? Explain yourself. You sound like Ermy.
Oh, God, he starts cracking up even himself.
Mickey Green here from the Green Street Hooligans. It's a question for you, Aaron Boone. Why you talk like the elf? Explain yourself. You sound like Ermy. You making toys over there? Hey, Yank.
Do you, Yank?
Oh, my gosh, that was an all-timer. No two ways about
it. That's good.
Bruce in Weathersfield on the Celtics. Head, Bruce.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. As the smallest point guard, your main scorer, and a great finisher, Milwaukee shut Irving down. What does that tell you about Kemba and the Celtics' philosophy of winning? Thanks.
So, Bruce, look, it's a good point. I think that this is part of the reason I don't terribly mind the Inez Kanter pickup. And look, the defensive end is still a problem. The Celtics need a big guy that can defend the paint. Kanter can't do it. He's not that kind of player, but he has more of a post game than I thought he did. And this is not coming from the Celtics. I don't want to get into too many details, but and I don't want to sound like one of these guys, but I do have a few contacts in the league. Okay, I do. And I checked with someone and said, Kanter's a good post scorer. He's a good post player. And the Celtics have lacked that. They've not had a guy that can score near the basket with any sort of regularity. And I'm not telling you that this guy's Kevin McHale in his prime. Okay, he's not. But Milwaukee did not have to defend them in the paint, really at all, in that series. The Celtics went in there and got clobbered on both ends. So Kanter, I think, will help them in that way.
Yeah, but a low post scorer gums things up for a point guard. You know, so
not necessarily.
No, I mean, not necessarily.
Because he opens up the perimeter is what he does.
That's why a lot of teams moved away from it, though, right? If he's slow and plotting and he's in the way, then there's a defender there waiting for Kemba when he comes into the lane. So that's why a lot of teams have gotten away from it. So I don't know. The easiest way to answer the first part of his question was, well, yeah, if they were able to shut down Kyrie, they'll be able to shut down Kemba because he's worse. Like Kemba does all the same things Kyrie does. They're very similar players in terms of style, I think. I've gotten some pushback on that, but I think. But he just does everything worse. Like, he's not as good of a ball handler. He's not as good of a finisher at the rim. He's not as good of a shooter. So, yeah, if you couldn't get it done with Kyrie, unless it's all about chemistry and guys pulling the same direction, how are you going to do it with him? I agree with that.
He's definitely not as good as Kyrie.
Jones, it's easy. Here's how you stop Kemba Walker.
If Kyrie gets it going like that, how tough is he to stop?
It's one-on-one. Pride, down the stretch, try to come in and help as much as possible. We should have probably trapped him a little bit more like every other team does in the league. But we didn't. So, tortures us every time we play him, so it's no surprise.
Again, Kyrie's get all the answers.
Looking forward to how Brooklyn defends.
So, look, I cut you off, and I'm sorry when we were playing the Jim Murray British accent bit, but you were about to say something about Kawhi Leonard. Do you remember what it was?
Oh yeah, all I was going to say is you better hope Kawhi Leonard doesn't go to Toronto, Celtics fans, and Danny Ainge specifically, because if he does go to Toronto, I'm going to dig back up all the Anthony Davis stuff because it was worth rolling the dice on Anthony Davis, just like it was worth it for Toronto to roll the dice on Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, on Oklahoma City, rather, on Paul George. Like, I don't know. There's been plenty of guys I've heard about that weren't going to re-sign and then re-sign if Kawhi Leonard stays in Toronto. So you better hope he's going somewhere other than Toronto, or I'm going to bring back all the Anthony Davis
stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, Adam, I look at it and say, now I really second-guess their unwillingness to give up Jaylen Brown for Kawhi Leonard.
Yep, well, there's that. Again, I said this earlier in the show. It was a good move by Danny Ainge to just create the next super team in L.A. Didn't trade for Kawhi, didn't trade for Anthony Davis, and now they're both with LeBron James in L.A., so nice work there.
But the Celtics clearly had reservations about bringing in Kawhi Leonard for 1 year and giving up Jaylen Brown. Now, look, Toronto gave up DeRozan, which is not as big a sacrifice as if you ask me.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I'm with you.
Yeah, because there's not the promise of growth.
Yep.
Right? DeRozan is who he is, and that's never going to change. So Toronto didn't give up a ton to make that deal, which means if the Celtics had been willing to give up Brown, they would have
had him. Oh, they definitely would have had
him. They would have gotten him. And if you put Kawhi Leonard on that team, is the whole thing different?
Probably.
And I don't think there's any question it's different. Right, he's the best player on the team. Kyrie now has someone to answer to, and maybe they win the championship. I mean, in retrospect, maybe they win it. And then this whole scenario is different. To me, that's the big second guess. In any case, we've already gone over. Final word is next.
The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The callers bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire for the guaranteed lowest price on tires. Go to Town Fair Tire because nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right, of course.
Nobody. Sorry, yeah, nobody. I fell asleep on that one.
Yeah, you were really engaged.
Yeah, yeah, I zoned out. What do we got?
We've got Mad Mike, a best of Mad Mike. Of course, it's fireworks week, 4th of July. Of course, he had some thoughts on fireworks. Shocker.
Coming off the heels of the same kind of injury to the Giants' Jason Pierre-Paul, a fireworks accident has also reportedly caused a significant hand injury to Buccaneers corner C.J. Wilson. It's now being reported that he lost two fingers.
Oh, I have some thoughts on this.
Two fingers.
Do you know how you really feel about that? The kid who lost two fingers with the fireworks?
Good. Oh, wee! Let's play with fire! Let's blow things up! Blow your hand off. That's smart. Nice. Good. Zero sympathy. You're someone who likes to blow things up? You're pyromaniac and play with fire? Wee! Look at it blow up! If you're that guy, I got zero sympathy.
Hi. Oh, hello. We had some fireworks that were left over from the 4th of July, and I blew one off in my hand.
Do you want to know how I really feel?
Oh, boy.
You moron.
Listen, it looked like, you know when you finish with the toilet paper, the empty tube?
That's smart. Nice. Good.
My hand does not look good.
Zero sympathy.
You know, these firecrackers, my God, I can't even...
Yeah, really, that's too bad. I don't know how that could have happened.
Okay.
That's one of those things I classify as something less than a tragedy, or the moronic alligator hunter crocodile guy. You want to know how I'm not going to die, Ness?
Portuguese man of war?
Right.
Right.
And you know how I'm not going to die? Jumping out of an airplane with a plastic umbrella on top of me.
Yeah, that one's not going to happen to me either. I'm not jumping out of anything.
Those are what we call preventable tragedies, the fireworks people.
Oh, boy, I really did it good this time.
Please.
Let me wrap this up, and I'll see you with my nub.
That's jerky bowls, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
totally,
that's
yeah.
good stuff.
So I have to admit, you know, we do take the kids typically to a fireworks show on the 4th of July.
Yeah, they're professionals.
I'm ashamed to admit that. I was never really into the fireworks thing as a kid, though. Jones, probably you were.
I like a nice firework. Yeah, I like a slam dunk contest. I like a home run derby. I like a firework. Sure.
You must have been the kind of kid that would like bury animals up to its neck and run over with a lawnmower.
what else was there to do in the Northeast Kingdom?
Yep, that's big. That's what we call a Wednesday up in the NEK. Yeah. So yeah. No, I don't know that we're doing any firework shows. But Felger was still bitching about fireworks the other day on the off-air show. So he. Apparently they're late, the kids stay up, and then it's a big mess. That's what he was saying?
I mean, I'll tell you honestly, I find them to be a colossal pain in the ass, but the kids like them, so what are you going to do? In any case, we are done with the Wednesday edition of Agenda-Free Friday.
Tell them no fireworks this year.
Yeah, it's
canceled.
Yeah, you'll find out soon enough, Jones. How old
fireworks
yours?
Every other year, like he Christmas is, in the Felger household.
One and a half?
He is just over a year, and he will not be knowing about any fireworks.
Yeah, No. Wait till he gets to about six, and then we'll talk. You're screwed. You have no idea what's coming.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.